young love and Saturday nights.
Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A key meeting today between President Biden and Israel's Benjamin Netanyahu on the heels of the Prime Minister's speech to a joint meeting of Congress yesterday that sparked more protests and calls for a ceasefire in Gaza. ABC's Karen Travers has more on the agenda.
They'll discuss the latest efforts to reach a ceasefire in Gaza and secure the release of the remaining hostages held by Hamas. A senior administration official told reporters they believe a deal is, quote, closable and in the closing stages. This official said the issues that remain are resolvable, including the implementation and exchange of Palestinian prisoners for hostages.
Vice President Kamala Harris and presumptive Democratic nominee will meet with Netanyahu separately this afternoon. She delivered remarks in Houston earlier at the American Federation of Teachers Conference. Mortgage rates edging up again. The average for a 30-year mortgage now at 6.78% from 6.77% the week before. And jobless claims dipping last week compared to the week before. This is ABC News. It's a real-life succession battle. Rupert Murdoch facing off against three of his children in a legal fight that could decide the future of his conservative media empire. ABC's Ariel Reshef has details.
The New York Times reports Rupert Murdoch initiated secretive legal proceedings to amend his family's trust to ensure his eldest son, Lachlan, remains in control. Lachlan is seen as the most conservative of Murdoch's children, and according to the Times, Rupert argues giving him full control without interference from his more politically moderate siblings will preserve the company's right-leaning perspective.
Murdoch doesn't appear to be seeking to change any of his children's stake in the company, but wants to cement Lachlan to be in charge. Changes coming to Southwest Airlines. After more than five decades, passengers pick their own seats when they boarded, but the airline says that's changing because passengers asked for assigned seats. For the first time, the airline also offering red-eye flights. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it out.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out.
Going down in the rinse change.
Every now and then I rinse it out. One wash and it delivers. One wash, it smells so clean.
Downy Rinse and Refresh, it's a dream.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes 100% of odor in just one wash. Guaranteed.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A gorgeous day today with sunny skies and high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees. Winds are calm out of the south this afternoon with skies staying clear overnight tonight as well. Patchy fog can build in once again as lows fall to the mid-50s. And tomorrow, another bright and beautiful day. Still owe the IRS? Call Tax Solutions now. 1-800-281-8193. Right now, it's 74.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. A surfer found dead in Lake Michigan has been identified. Ted Allen has more.
Sheboygan police identified the man pulled from the lake last week as 54-year-old Clifford Cieslewicz from Wrightstown. A passerby spotted him in the water and called 911. He was unresponsive and still attached to his surfboard when the person began CPR. First responders also attempted unsuccessful life-saving measures. The cause of Cieslewicz's death is unknown, but police believe no foul play was involved.
Thousands of Wisconsin high schoolers will be getting into college next week, even if they didn't apply. UW System will be sending out the first of its direct admission letters to high school seniors next week. 10 of the UW's 13 campuses are now automatically enrolling qualified high school students in an attempt to boost their numbers. Every campus except Madison, UW-La Crosse, and UW-Eau Claire is participating in the program. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Buying a home should be a joy, but could you imagine doing this without a realtor? Paperwork, inspections, appraisals, deadlines, showings, market research. Or you could relax. Or understanding legal documents, negotiating offers, coordinating inspections, securing finance. Oh, sorry. A realtor can take the stress out of the home buying process. See how at wra.org/a realtor can. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Realtors Association.
Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, AdventHealth of Durand. It's time to feel whole with AdventHealth. Visit their website at AdventHealth.com. Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mull Drive, Eau Claire. And Dunn Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. Firefighters from Durand and Mondovi responded to a barn fire in the town of Lima overnight. When firefighters arrived, they found the barn fully engulfed. One person was injured with smoke inhalation. No other details were released as of early this morning. One person is dead after a motorcycle versus pickup truck accident in the town of Buffalo Sunday. According to the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department, a 41-year-old male was traveling on Gin Mill Lane and crossed into the opposite lane of traffic on a blind curve and then struck a pickup truck head-on. The driver of the motorcycle was killed in that accident, while the driver of the pickup was not injured. That accident remains under investigation. Governor Tony Evers was in Elk Mound at Myers Brothers Grain Facility to announce a $450,000 agricultural road improvement grant for the town of Elk Mound to update 970th Street that runs in front of the grain facility. Evers says not only is the road important for agriculture, but the road's also used by students at Elk Mound schools.
Agriculture is such a major part of Wisconsin's history and our present economy, and we have to have safe roads. This one is extraordinarily different, is that we've got school buses going back and forth all day long, and as well as people from Eau Claire that are, you know, that have kids that go to school out here.
That project is expected to be completed in the summer of 2025. Eau Claire has removed the benches and picnic tables from one local park because of homeless. Police officers accompanied crews yesterday as they took the benches and tables out of Wilson Park. The city's Bailey Hufford said that they sent police because the homeless in the park have harassed park crews for months, even making it tough to mow. There have also been complaints about aggressive homeless people bothering anyone who wants to use the park. Things got so bad, Eau Claire canceled plans to install a new fountain in the park last summer. Hufford says there are no plans to return the benches or picnic tables anytime soon. Thousands of high school students across Wisconsin will get into college next week, even if they didn't apply. The University of Wisconsin said it will send out the first of its direct admissions letters to incoming high school seniors next week. 10 of the UW's 13 campuses are now automatically enrolling qualified high school students in an attempt to boost their numbers. UW President Jay Rothman says tens of thousands of kids will receive a letter next week. Every UW campus except Madison, La Crosse, and Eau Claire is participating in the direct admissions program. Students who want to go to those schools will have to apply on their own. You're listening to WRDN News.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
The Tarrant Park pool construction continues to progress. Durand Mayor Patrick Millairn says crews are now digging out the bowl of the pool.
As I said, I call the bowl of the pool, I guess, digging that out. And then, of course, the next thing you'll start to see will be the structures that they'll be putting in place to start actually doing the pool. That's probably the bulk of the work over the next 2 weeks. I mean, they need to get that all prepared and ready.
Crews will also start constructing the walls of the bathhouse starting in the next few weeks. The company that built an add-on to the Mondovi wastewater treatment plant is in financial trouble. During this week's Mondovi City Council meeting, Mayor Weiss told the council that the company known as ClearAz notified the city that they're dissolving. Mayor Weiss says that the add-on was intended to reduce phosphorus into the Buffalo River.
Which was, you know, the desire or the intent of that was to lower our phosphorus, you know, into the affluent, the Buffalo River flow. So we think we can still control that through other processes. So we're really, you know, going to look at recouping some of our funds or seeing what's out there as far as our bonding and other things.
The add-on from ClearAz has not been working properly since it was installed, but Weiss says the rest of the plant continues to operate normally. Wisconsin may get its first national park designation. The House Natural Resources Subcommittee on Federal Lands will hear proposed legislation to make the Apostle Islands a national park. Currently, the islands, located in far northwestern Wisconsin, are a national lakeshore. 7th District Congressman Tom Tiffany introduced the legislation to make them a national park. The Apostle Islands have been a national lakeshore since 1970. Wisconsin's Department of Natural Resources will end its ban on carrying a gun near the water. The DNR agreed to repeal its 1999 rule that stopped anyone from carrying a gun near a lake, river, or stream as part of a settlement with the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. The DNR approved the gun ban after first banning fishermen from using their guns to help catch large fish like muskie or sturgeon. But Will said the gun ban infringed on the Second Amendment. It will take some time, though, to repeal the rule. The decision to end the ban on guns, however, does not do anything to the law that bans fishermen from using guns to catch fish. You're listening to WRDN News.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit. Because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at wwt.net.
Valley Fair will hold its long-delayed 4th of July fireworks show at the end of next month. The Shakopee Amusement Park was forced to cancel the July 4th event due to flooding. The park announced that the show will now happen August 31st as part of Cornfest. The fireworks are scheduled to begin at 9 p.m. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A gorgeous day today with sunny skies and high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees. Winds are calm out of the south this afternoon with skies staying clear overnight tonight as well. Patchy fog can build in once again as lows fall to the mid-50s. And tomorrow, another bright and beautiful day. Still owe the IRS? Call Tax Solutions now, 1-800-281-8193. Right now, it's 74.
I'm at the movies, asking people if they'll switch seats with me for $574.
Here, take mine.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
Eh, too much work.
Not if you call them. They handle the switching.
Now that's a plot twist.
Shh. Check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
This is it. Shop the Lowe's closeout event to get up to 70% off select major appliances for your home. Plus, get up to 60% off select patio furniture and accessories for your outdoor spaces. So hurry into your local store today because these deals are too good to last. Shop them now before they're gone because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 8/7 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Another late inning comeback win for the Brewers as they knocked off the Cubs 3-2 on Wednesday at Wrigley Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. William Contreras drove in the game winner with an RBI double in the ninth. Manager Pat Murphy says it wasn't perfect, but it's a win.
I don't think it was great. You know, I don't think we executed great, but our bullpen executed pitches. Wilson and Junis and Pyamps, that's the stars of the game. They were great. Pyamps was a big 3-2 pitch to lead off the ninth inning. Yeah, I mean, I firmly believe that, you know, to give us 8 innings of shutout, it's tough to do on the road. And yeah, I was really pleased with that.
Jacob Junis tossed 3 scoreless innings of relief for the victory. The Brewers hoping Christian Yelich will make it back sooner rather than later. The Brewers left fielder landed on the injured list yesterday, scheduled to see a spine specialist today, which could determine whether he needs season-ending surgery.
He's been an offensive machine, and the attitude he brings, I mean, it's a huge loss. Hopefully we can get him back. He tried like heck to play injured, and it's been going on for a while now, and obviously, hopefully we can get him back.
After 3 straight days of work, the Packers are off today before resuming practice on Friday. Another dominant day for the defense as the Packers continue to work without quarterback Jordan Love. No deal yet, but both sides are confident an agreement is coming soon. The defensive line continuing to pressure the Packers offense. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Certainly, we have to protect the quarterback a lot better than we have been, but it is good to see. I like the talent that we have on our defensive front, and it's good to see them being able to go out there and perform.
U.S. women's soccer team begins its quest for gold today against Zambia in Paris. The U.S. hasn't won gold in soccer since the 2012 London Olympics. The men are off to a rocky start. They were blanked by France 3-0 yesterday. They'll take on New Zealand on Saturday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Home ownership. At Progressive, we know it's part of the American dream. It's majestic golden eagles and other less majestic birds taunting you through the baseball-sized hole in your new windows. It's soaring guitar solos performed through faulty wiring in your garage, which subsequently erupts into flames. It's also around-the-clock protection when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, which can help keep the American dream of home ownership alive and kicking. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Time is running short in the Truck Series regular season. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Keep up with all of the action during the 2024 NASCAR season with NASCAR Today.
William Byron has won the Daytona 500.
Every weekday throughout the season, we'll bring you the latest news and insights.
At that point, I really had in my mind, okay, we can really win this.
As we count down the days to championship weekend in Phoenix.
It's surreal still. I can't believe I'm in this position.
I'm Chase Elliott. Listen to NASCAR Today every weekday right here on the Motor Racing Network.
The NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series is down to just one race in the regular season, and there are several big names currently outside of the all-important top 10 when it comes to the playoffs. Among those locked in are the 5 series regulars to have won this season, including Corey Heim, Christian Eckes, Nick Sanchez, Rajah Caruth, and last week's Indy winner Ty Majeski. The likes of Grant Enfinger, Tyler Ankrum, Taylor, and Tanner Gray, along with defending champion Ben Rhodes, are currently in on points. Daniel Dye is the first driver out by 5 points, while Stuart Friesen and 3-time champion Matt Crafton all but need a win to race into the playoffs at the Richmond Raceway on August 10th. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Livestock guardian dogs protect livestock from predators. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The breed of dog is important, as is the species it was taught to protect, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Keep your livestock safe and predators at bay with a livestock guardian dog. They see livestock as an extension of their pack within their territory and prevent losses by discouraging predators such as coyotes from that territory. Bill Costanzo is a livestock guardian dog research specialist with Texas A&M AgriLife Research. He says someone new to guardian dogs will usually want to get an older puppy in the 6 to 8 month old range that has already been bonded to a specific livestock species by the breeder.
They'll bond them specifically, for instance, to wool sheep or to hair sheep or meat goats or Angora goats. Other breeders will just say, well, yeah, you know, I bonded them to sheep or goats or maybe both. But some dogs are particular to a specific species. And so if you have wool sheep, for instance, and you get a dog that was bonded with hair sheep, they may or may not do the best job for you with those wool sheep because they were bonded at a younger age with those hair sheep.
Common guard dog species are large in stature and include Great Pyrenees, Anatolian Shepherd, and Akbash. Their calmness and protective nature are bred in, so Costanzo says you don't want one that's a mix with another breed.
You don't want, for instance, to get a Great Pyrenees that's mixed with a Border Collie. Livestock guardian dogs have been bred for thousands of years to specifically do a certain job, just like Border Collies have been bred to work livestock. These dogs have been bred to guard livestock, so their whole makeup is completely different. Their body structure, their personalities, and things like that.
They're independent problem solvers, but can be defiant with traditional dog training, such as teaching them to sit. Learn more about livestock guardian dogs at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins from the Dunn County Fair. Let's take a look at markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, August milk down 27 to 2016. September down 21 to 2112. October down 24 to 2095. And November down 14 to 2030. Cheese markets were lower today. Barrels down a half to 197. 40-pound blocks down one to 193. One trade a barrel, one trade a block on the day. Cash butter up a quarter to 309 and a quarter. No trades on the day. And grade A non-fat dry milk down a half to 123. No trades. Dry whey steady at 54 and no trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, live and feeder cattle markets continue to move mostly higher on the live cattle side. The feedlots are beginning to believe that they should be able to keep cash markets at least steady this week, and that is helping to support the markets. Feeder cattle also moving mostly higher due to the strength in the live cattle markets as well. Also, midday box beef prices were higher, and that is supporting the markets. Hog markets, so they're moving mostly lower. We have a little bit of technical selling, a little bit of profit taking after recent gains in the hog markets as well over the last few days. August live cattle up $1.87 to $188.77. October up $2.42 to $188.70, and December up $1.65 to $168.92. August feeder cattle up $1.62 to $258.75. September up $1 to $257.70. October up 70 cents to $257.07. August hogs down 10 cents to $93.67. October down 47 cents to $77.55. December down 47 cents to $69.72. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn and soybeans are moving mostly higher today. Now, that forecast is starting to show that there's going to be some hot, dry weather coming up over the next few weeks, and that could provide some stress to the corn and soybean markets as well. Now, the weekly export sales for corn were also decent. Soybeans also had a sale today of 264,000 metric tons of beans, and that helping the soybean markets. Wheat markets moving mostly lower with the continued European liquidation and European prices limiting the upside movement, along with the Northern Hemisphere wheat harvest pressure. September corn up 2.5 to 406 and a quarter. December up 3.25 to 421 and a quarter. March up 3.75 to 436. And new crop 25 up 4.25 to 461 and a quarter. August beans up 8.75 to 1119 and 3/4. September up 15.75 to 1076. November up 17.5 to 1081 and a half. New crop 25 up 19 to 1097. August soybean meal up 9.10 to 352.50. August soybean oil, though, down 4 cents to 45.98. Chicago wheat, September down 8.25 to 538 and 3/4. December down 7.75 to 563 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat, September down 5.75 to 605. December down 4.75 to 623 and a half. Meanwhile, in the energy markets today, they are moving higher at the midday. September crude oil up 61 cents to 78.20. October up 41 cents to 76.99. August gas now up a cent to 2.46. September gas now also up a cent to 2.42. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with our number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. From the Dunn County Fair, I'm Brian Winnikins.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Detecting pests in your crops just by listening. We'll explain coming up.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
Imagine detecting pests in your crops simply by listening them eat. The groundbreaking concept has become a reality with the introduction of the Insect Eavesdropper, a tool designed to transform pest management in agriculture. Emily Bick, an entomology professor at the University of Wisconsin and co-founder of the Insect Eavesdropper, and says that by harvesting the power of sound, the sensor offers farmers a new way to detect and monitor insect pests directly on their crops. That will provide early detection and precise insights that can significantly enhance crop protection strategies.
It's basically a guitar mic that we clipped onto a plant which had an insect feeding on it. We thought of the idea through a trip actually to a sugarcane plantation in Indonesia. I was working with all of these population models trying to predict when pests show up just based off of the temperature. And the farmers I was working with out there said, we don't care when the adults show up. We really want to know, are the larvae in the stock? In the state of Wisconsin, this is kind of like a stem borer in soybeans or European corn. And we thought we can actually use the plant stem as a way to amplify the sound and actually hear or eavesdrop on insects as they're directly feeding on the crops.
The sensor offers significant advantages over traditional methods, which often involve labor-intensive processes like digging up plants or using traps.
Now, to figure out if you have corn rootworm in your field, you have to dig the plant, right? Especially the larval stage, which is doing the vast majority of the damage. You dig the plant, you either put it in a bucket, you put it in a malaise trap, you wait till the larva kind of hatches out, dries out, and then you can start to count it, and you can actually tell what that damage is. But this type of sensor allows for that direct detection. So without having to bring your machete or butcher's knife to a cornfield to split a stalk of corn or try to open a cob of corn to see if you have a corn earworm, you could just simply listen.
The two major ways of using this are on a regional scale or at a farm level.
Another way forward is it turns out, at least for European corn borer and for northern corn rootworm, which is the two insects we tested this on, we actually figured out that you only need to clip the mic on for about 40 seconds to be 95% confident that you have an insect if it's there. And the big caveat is during the time of day that the insect is feeding. They feed at certain times of day. It's about 4 hours a day. And so if you clip it on during that time of day and you wait 40 seconds, you'll know really easily, do you have that insect? Do you not have that insect?
That's today's Agriculture America. I'm from broadcaster Brian Winnekins, Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Federal officials said this week that the H5N1 outbreak in dairy cattle can be eliminated. StatNews.com says officials face increasing doubts from experts because the virus is still spreading to new herds. All signs that we have are, with good biosecurity, with good farmer participation, we'll be able to eliminate this, said Eric Diebel, acting senior advisor for H5N1 response at USDA. He says the reason for the confidence is that investigations are showing that it's the transportation of the cattle, as well as the shared use of equipment and vehicles, that's spreading the virus. Diebel says that means cutting off virus access to the cattle at those points in the delivery chain can contain it. We understand this moves with the cattle and the people that work closely with them, so improving biosecurity should get us to a point where we can arrest the spread, Diebel added. Governor Evers, along with the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, announced nearly $50 million in state investments to help support 37 projects across 28 Wisconsin counties. The projects are aimed at helping support Wisconsin's farmers, producers, and agricultural industries by improving rural roads and bridges that are critical to moving and transporting products, crops, and livestock, among others, efficiently and effectively across the state. This is the first round of funding awarded through the new Agriculture Road Improvement Program, which was established by 2023 Wisconsin Act 13 and funded in the 23-25 biennial budget. Governor Evers made the announcement while visiting the town of Greenfield and also the town of Elk Mound. Voting is now open for the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board election. Tasked with directing Wisconsin soybean checkoff investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board relies on dedicated producers from across the state to volunteer their time to help guide checkoff dollars. With the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board seats in District 2 and District 6 up for election, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture has certified two nominees who are eligible to be elected to the board. Elections are now open through August 15th. To vote in the election, you must be an individual, partnership, or other business entity engaged as an owner or tenant in the growing of soybeans within Wisconsin and selling soybeans within commercial channels and currently reside in the affected districts. District 2 is Justin Bauer of the Durand area has been renominated. District 2 encompasses Buffalo, Don Eau Claire, Jackson, Pepin, Pierce, Polk, St. Croix, and Trempealeau counties. Now, Random Lake grower Steve Wilkins is nominated for another term representing District 6, which comprises Jefferson, Kenosha, Manitowoc, Milwaukee, Ozaukee, Racine, Sheboygan, Walworth, Washington, and Waukesha counties. Elected growers serve three-year terms beginning on September 1st. Three cows died when a semi-trailer they were in tipped over in southwest Wisconsin. That crash happened in a roundabout south of Lancaster. The Grant County Sheriff's Department said the driver of the truck, who was from Iowa, missed the curve, went over the center divider, and hit a road sign. The semi then rolled onto the driver's side and slid before it hit another sign and came to a stop. The driver suffered minor injuries. The semi was hauling over five dozen cattle at the time of the crash. National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue spoke at the Wisconsin Farmers Union Summer Conference at Camp Kenwood last Thursday. During the day's activities on the shore of Lake Wissota, members heard updates on Wisconsin Farmers Union projects, took part in a panel on creating conservation connections, met with Farm Service Agency leaders, and also heard from Wisconsin Farmers Union President Darren Von Ruden. And there was also the highly competitive Delicious Pie Contest. Prizes were awarded to categories such as most local ingredients, the fruitiest, most dairy, and the best overall pie. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz was in New Hope, Minnesota this week to announce a new grant to help reduce greenhouse gas emissions. The $200 million grant from EPA will be used to cut the amount of pollution generated by Minnesota's agricultural and food production systems. The money will target a wide range of improvements, including climate-smart farming and food waste prevention. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
There are better-known tractors in the world than Coyote, ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anibus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Today through the first half of the weekend, we'll have calm and quiet conditions in our ag weather forecast. Now, showers and thunderstorms will return Sunday into next week, and it looks like we'll also see a warming trend as well coming up in the weekend. Mostly sunny throughout the day today, high 77 to 82, relative humidities at 46 to 51%. Light winds becoming southeast at 5 to 7. We'll see about 12 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear, lows 55 to 61. Relative humidities at 93 to 98%. Southeast winds at 5 to 8. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs 80 to 85. Relative humidities at 51 to 56%. South winds at 8 to 13. About 11 hours of sunshine. For Saturday, sunshine, warmer, highs 85 to 90. Sunday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, highs 85 to 90. Monday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower and storm, highs 80 to 85. For Tuesday, sunny, warmer, highs 85 to 90. And for Wednesday, partly sunny, another chance of showers and storms, highs once again 85 to 90.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Phone rings, baby cries, TV, diet, Google lies. Good morning, honey. Go to work, make up, try to keep the balance up between love and money. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. She's an American girl. An American girl. Slow dance, second chance, mama needs romance and a living maid. Fix the sink, mow the yard, really isn't all that hard if you get paid. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. An American girl. An American girl. Well, she's got her God and she's got good wine. Aretha Franklin and Patsy Cline. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's gonna make it in her daddy's world. An American girl. An American girl. She's an American.
Out by the bonfire, flirting from that tailgate and cranking up the dial. Come Sunday morning, she'll be singing with the choir, driving me crazy with that kiss me smile. There's a little bit of devil in those angel eyes. She's a little bit of heaven with a wild side. Got a rebel heart, a country mile wide. There's a little bit of devil in her.
For local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Tell them all I'm on vacation. Say I went to visit friends, that you ain't heard or seen from me in quite a while. When they ask you where I've been, I tell them I'm out on the west coast where it don't ever rain, and that I'm probably doing. Something bad for me, 'cause I sure lost a lot of weight. I tell them I'm out on the road with some old rock and roll band, living like a gypsy.
thought we would always be together. The love we shared was gonna last forever. Once I was your one and only, now here I sit, Mr. Lonely. We'll hold you tonight, but I won't. What's he got that I don't? The one thing I thought I'd never lose, he's got. This dark cloud you left me under, can't sort it out, so I sit and wonder. I tell myself it hurts, don't it? Now my empty heart will be forever haunted. He'll hold you tonight, but I won't. What's he got?
Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Now I ain't saying the Millie ladies don't know what they're doing. And I've been in love with New York City a time or two. Some Seattle coffee, some Chicago wind, some Kansas wheat fields I'd love to see again. But the fireflies play where the cattails grow, and them southern girls, they talk nice and slow with kisses sweeter than Tupelo, honey. Little bit crazy like New Orleans, Memphis. Southern girl, a southern girl's mama probably taught her how a lady should.